Would you believe me if I told you that Muslims believe in the same God as Christians, and that Muslims believe in Jesus, and they also believe in the scriptures of Christians and Jews? So you're probably wondering, if that's the case, then why aren't Muslims Christian? Well, let me tell you why. There are a lot of similarities, but there are also a lot of differences. Yes, Muslims believe in the same God as Christians, but they believe that God does not have a son nor any partners whatsoever. Muslims do not attribute anything of God's attributes to the creation, and everything other than God is his creation. He is one, and there's no equal to him. No one is worthy of worship but him alone. Regarding Jesus, Muslims believe in him, but they believe in him not as a son of God, but as a prophet and messenger of great importance. Jesus was born to the Virgin Mary, and he never claimed that he was the son of God, nor that he should be worshipped. And Muslims also believe that the prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is the final and last prophet who God sent to guide human beings. Regarding the scriptures, Muslims believe in them all, and that God sent them to human beings through his prophets. Muslims believe in the Torah, the Psalms, and the Gospel, and the other scriptures, but not as they exist today. And that's because of the changes that occurred in them by later scribes. All previous books have been changed, and we have multiple versions, except the Quran. The Quran is the last revelation from God to humankind, and the source of guidance until the end of time. And God Almighty has ensured that it is preserved and protected from any change or distortion. There is another fundamental difference between Islam and Christianity, and that's in the issue of the inherited or original sin. Muslims do not believe that human beings inherit sins. Islam holds that human beings are born without sin, and that each person is responsible for their own actions, and that no individual bears the sin of another. So Muslims do not believe that Jesus was crucified and died for our sins.